Good afternoon, West Liberty. You are listening to 91.5 WGLZ, where we are passionately vocal. I'm Paul, and for the next hour, I'll be your host of The Paul Show. In this hour, I will be giving you a brief update on the weather, breaking news of the day, a conversation about the biggest movie of the weekend, and let you know what events we have going on here at the Hilltop. In between listening to whatever I'm talking about, though, I'll be playing some great music that makes me think of autumn, since as I look out the window, the leaves are starting to fade from green to red. Thanks for listening to 91.5 WGLZ. Here's my spoiler-free opinion of Abominable. First off, it's cute. It's an animated kids movie from the same studio that brought us How to Train Your Dragon and Shrek. In this break, I want to talk to you about the undeniably biggest movie of the weekend, and that is James Mangold's Ford vs. Ferrari, the biopic about Carroll Shelby and Ken Miles and how they won the Le Mans 66 for Ford. Now, if you've been listening to my show for a while or know me personally, you know I have been very eager to see this movie for a while. For those unaware, the first full week in October is Mental Health Awareness Week. A strong understanding of mental health is very important to me, which is why I am joined in the studio by Samantha Pearl. Samantha is not only a student here at West Liberty University, she is also an advocate, volunteer, and spokesperson for NAMI of Greater Wheeling and Quiet Minds. Samantha, thank you for joining me. Your current hilltop temperature is about 56 degrees, so everyone bundle up because fall is here and it sucks. Joker is a reimagining of the life and downward spiral of the infamous Batman villain of the same name. Director Todd Phillips chose not to show the villainous clown king of crime at the height of his criminal empire, but rather when he was still Arthur Fleck, an emotionally and mentally unstable clown for hire. In this film, we see the city of Gotham struggling with a clear class divide between the wealthy and the destitute majority. With tensions rising, crime rates are soon to follow. And in this break, I'm going to be passionately vocal about some current events. These are some of the headlines at this hour. Speaking of how long a shoot, before we started recording, you told me you just finished working on an original film. Can you tell me a little bit about the film and the production of it? Knives Out, which is directed by Rian Johnson, who famously directed The Last Jedi. Now, as polarizing as the opinions of The Last Jedi is, there's no denying Rian Johnson is a very talented filmmaker. The film Knives Out is starring Daniel Craig, Chris Evans, Toni Collette, Jamie Lee Curtis, Lakeith Stanfield, and many more. This cast is huge. The quick synopsis of the film is that a detective and a trooper travel to a lush estate to interview the quirky relatives of a patriarch who died during his 85th birthday celebration. Now, we are going to have to go to a break real fast. We're going to go to a few songs, some favorite artists of ours in the studio here. So stay tuned when we come back with Samantha. Will give us some advice on what to do if you are dealing with your own mental health issues. So here is Chandelier by Sia. In this hour, we're going to be talking about the big movie of the weekend, give a quick discussion on today's holiday, get an update on the weather, and see what events are coming up here at West Liberty University. But first, I wanted to do something a little different. Since we are nearing the end of the decade, which is startling, the online music blog Pitchfork has published a list of the top 200 songs of the decade. I thought it would be fun to slowly work our way through some of those songs over the next few weeks. So at number 197, here is I Love It by Iconopop featuring Charlie XCX. Tomorrow morning, October 1st, in celebration of International Coffee Day, you can come to the Union Ballroom at 10 a.m. for a free cup of coffee, as well as all sorts of fun info about coffee. I will be there as I keep forgetting to buy coffee and I don't have any at my house. On Saturday, October 19th at 8 p.m. in the gym, there will be Glow Dodgeball. That is literally all the information I have on that, but those are two very fun sounding words put together, so I'm in. I want to thank you all again for doing this with me. So signing off for the last time, this is Paul and you've been listening to The Paul Show. I want to thank you for listening to WGLZ West Liberty, where we are passionately vocal.